my bill is going to be a lifeguard surrounded by beautiful single girls all day long. Of course, Bill is my steady boyfriend, and we're engaged to be married. So I'd trust him completely if it weren't for one little thing. He's a man.
Well, neighbors, it looks like our good friend Jewel is having a little difficulty with her summer vacation plans this year, and it's making her quite unhappy.
Mr. Miller, I couldn't be more unhappy if they put a detour sign on the road to Lover's Lane.
Yeah, you see, Jewel's boyfriend Bill is going to be the lifeguard up at Sweet Air Lodge for a couple of weeks in order to get himself a free vacation. And Beulah was planning to take her vacation there at the same time.
The only trouble is I got to take my vacation the 1st of July when Miss Alice and Mr. Hare are taking an auto trip to Mexico. And Bill is going to be a lifeguard at Sea Dyer the last part of July.
Beulah, no wonder you're upset. If Bill is a lifeguard, he'll be surrounded all day by beautiful women.
That's right, Mr. Miller. And I'd like to be there to protect my investment. As you've been playing a slot machine for 7 years, you hate to have someone else walk up and hit the jackpot. Oh, excuse me, Miss Miller. There's Bill at the door now.
It's Bill, baby, the great big handsome lifeguard in the deep water of love.
Well, come on in, lifeguard, but don't splash in that water without any gifts but me.
Oh, now, baby, you still worrying about me being lifeguard up at the lodge?
Well, I can't help it, Bill, with all those women up there.
Oh, baby, darling, you don't trust me?
No.
But, Beulah, baby, I'm as faithful to you as a man can possibly be.
I know, and that's exactly why I don't trust you. Well, what's so funny?
Well, the joke's on you, baby. I just changed face with the other lifeguard. And I'm going up there the 1st of July so I can be with you.
Oh, Bill. Really, honey?
Cross my heart. How does that prove how much I love my one and only baby doll?
Oh, Bill, honey. Come here. Let me give you a great big kiss.
I'm ready and waiting.
There. How was that?
Oh, baby, my lips ain't felt like this since the time I fell asleep with the lighted cigar in my mouth.
Well, I'm so happy, Bill. And I better tell Oriole to start getting ready. She's going with me, you know.
Well, look, baby, I got to phone a man up his lodge today anyway, so I'll make the reservation for you and Oriole. Okay?
Oh, that'll be fine, honey.
I'll get you a nice, sunny room with a pair of twin beds. How's that sound?
A pair of twin beds?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay for me, but what's Oreo going to sleep on? Who's there?
It's Johnny from Cleveland.
Come on in, Johnny. Got lots of stuff for you today.
Well, how are you, Bill?
Hello, Johnny. How are you this fine summer day?
My. Just look at that smile on your face, Bill. What on earth could make a girl so happy?
Only one thing, Johnny. A boy.
You're talking about Bill, I presume.
Bill just changed jobs with another lifeguard, Johnny, and now me and him can spend our vacation together.
Whoa, boy, that's wonderful. Those vacation spaces are so romantic.
Yeah.
You know, I once met a girl on vacation I was crazy about, Beulah. Every single night I took her for a long, long walk in the moonlight. Until one day a terrible thing happened.
What?
I saw what she looked like in the sunlight.
Well, here's the clothes. And get them back real soon, because we're all leaving for our vacations, you know.
Okay. What's this thing here?
Oh, that's something of mine, Johnny. It's my off-the-shoulder, bare midriff plunging neckline dress. I figured it might help make a man pop the question.
Well, it'll make me pop the question, all right.
In what?
Yeah, and here's the question. What keeps it on?
Well, I guess that dress is pretty daring.
Is that your Well, Mr. Henderson will be home for lunch soon. Well, I'll fix lunch right away, Miss Al. I can't get over the change in you. Ever since Bill changed jobs to spend his vacation with you, you've been smiling like a cat just caught a mouse.
Well, I still ain't caught the mouse yet, Miss Al, but at least I'll be close enough now to entice him with the right kind of cheese. But you're looking pretty happy yourself today, Miss Al.
Well, I guess it's the trip to Mexico. I've always dreamed about a motor trip like this, and now it's finally come true.
I know, and I'd really like to go there someday, too.
Well, maybe you will, Bueller.
And if I do, I'd like to go just the way you're going, Miss Alice.
Oh, you mean with the car?
No, I mean with a husband.
Oh, honey.
Hi.
Hi, Bueller.
Well, howdy, Mr. Harris.
What's the matter, dear?
Hmm?
You upset about something?
Well, yeah. I'm afraid I am, Alice. I bumped into Ross Murray this morning, and he and Lucille were in Mexico last summer, you remember?
Yes.
And he said that summer is no time to be eating all that hot, spicy food you get down there.
Oh, Harry.
Well,
that Mexican food won't bother us.
Oh, well, now you're just saying that.
Well,
after all, I can name two people that did bother. The Murrays.
Well, I can name lots of people that didn't bother, Mr. Harris.
Who?
30 million Mexicans.
Oh, dear, we were planning on it.
I know that, Alice. But it's just silly to go there if we're going to get sick.
Oh, Harry.
No, no, we can go someplace else. I'll be down in a minute. I want to get cleaned up for lunch.
Oh, darn it. I wanted to go to Mexico.
Well, maybe you still can, Miss Alice. I got an idea.
An idea?
Uh-huh. Let's surprise Mr. Harris for lunch and cook up some real Mexican-style food. Once he eats it, he'll see it's delicious, and he'll want to go to Mexico more than ever.
Do you really think it'll work?
Sure. I'll start making some enchiladas and hot tamales, Miss Alice. And just to be on the safe side,
yes,
you sprinkle bicarbonate of soda on everything.
Oh, the enchiladas and tamales look wonderful, Bueller. I never knew you could cook Mexican food.
Well, I started to learn when you planned this trip to Mexico, Miss Alice. Now, all we got to do now is chop up these onions.
Well, all right, come on. I'll help you. Let's get started right away. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Those onions are so strong.
Mmm. They sure are strong.
Oh, my eyes. I'm crying.
Me too. I haven't cried this hard since I was celebrating my 21st birthday.
Why were you crying then?
Because I was 35 at the time.
Oh, my goodness. How can onions be this powerful?
We better turn our heads the other way, Miss Alice. Our tears are going to weaken the gravy.
Well, girls, how's lunch coming?
Oh, it'll be ready in a few minutes.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yes, in a couple of minutes.
Well, oh, Alice, honey.
Huh?
Well, I didn't think you'd take it that hard.
Huh? Take it that hard?
Yes. Well, darn it, I had no idea calling off the Mexican trip had upset you this badly, honey. I'm awful sorry.
Uh-oh, keep crying, Miss Alice. I think we've got something here.
What's that, Beulah?
I said there's nothing in the world like Mexican beer.
That is good. Well, no, look, darling. If your heart's set on Mexico, we'll just go to Mexico, and the heck with what they say about hot food.
Oh, really, dear?
Well, absolutely, sure. Now, you just dry those pretty eyes and come out of the sink.
All right, I'll be there, dear. You go sit down.
Okay. Now, no more tears.
Oh, isn't this wonderful? Your Mexican food really did the trick.
Yes, and it did it the hard way while it was still in the oven. Well, it looks like our vacation is all set, Miss Alice. You're going to Mexico after all, and I'm going to be up at Sweet Air Lodge with my sweet Bill Jackson. Oh, I'll get the phone, Miss Alice. Y'all. Henderson residence, Eula conversion.
Hello, baby. It's Bill.
Oh, hello, honey. Did you arrange for a nice room for Oriole and me?
Well, that's why I'm calling, baby. Does no rooms available at Sweet Isle Lodge for the whole month of July.
What?
They're booked solid, baby. Looks like we can't be together after all. See you later, baby.
Oh, me. Miss Alice.
Yes, what's wrong, dear?
Miss Alice, would you mind handing me that onion?
The onion?
Yes, sir. I might as well chop some more because I'm going to be crying anyway.